Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Kyle Malin, who is editor of the MERS newsletter. Good evening, Kyle. How are you?
Great. How are you doing, Cheryl?
Well, I'm telling you, you're on top of the very latest, checking my emails and getting the MERS newsletter. Found out, of course, that the Senate, the tax overhaul from Governor Snyder cleared the Senate late this afternoon. I think we lost Kyle for a minute.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Let's try to call him back.
Hang up and then dial your...
We'll try to call Kyle back here in just a second. It was a quick committee vote this morning, and Governor Rick Snyder's tax overhaul did clear the Senate. Do we have Kyle with us?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry about that, Cheryl.
I don't know that it was your fault. Thank you. I'm glad we connected again. Busy afternoon, and you broke it first in the MERS newsletter. The tax overhaul did clear the Senate this afternoon, just a little bit ago, actually. Tell me your thoughts and what happened today.
Well, I'll even give you more updated information. The changes in the Senate were just approved by the House about 3 minutes ago, and now they're on the way. It will go to the governor, and he'll be able to sign it as soon as he gets the bills presented to him. So everything's moving along very quickly this afternoon.
Well, the information I had was just before 4 o'clock, so what you just gave me is real new.
Yeah, this just happened, like I said, about 5-10 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh. So they approved all the changes made on the Senate floor?
Yes, they did. So what the House had to do was make any changes that the Senate made, they had to approve them so that the bill would be approved in its current form by both chambers, and now it's going to head over to the governor for a signature.
So talk about being on track. We're ahead of the schedule here in terms of what the governor was looking for.
Yeah, you know, when the Democrats tried to postpone today's vote and under the argument that we're going to have some changes in how much money is projected to be coming into the state on Monday with a consensus revenue estimating conference. And they said, you know, it doesn't really make any sense to make these changes to the tax code today if we're going to have updated numbers and updated projections on Monday. But the Republicans have been very firm on their schedule, and they're also making the case that these are permanent structural changes that need to be made to the tax code for the long-term future of the state and for making a stable structure that can withstand future bad economies and the like, and that it didn't really matter if they approved it today, tomorrow, next week, or next month, that the plan that they offered is going to be the plan that they're going to be pushing anyway. So they shot down the Democrats' attempt to adjourn, to make various amendments. None of them went on. And the Republicans just steamrolled this baby right through.
Well, that was kind of what I was just going to say in terms of characterization. Just wondering, were they pushing to get it through quickly so that more changes couldn't be made and then a delay that could have made, you know, given other folks the opportunity?
Well, and I think that's part of it. You know, the longer that you let something sit out here, the more that you delay, the more opportunity various special interests and lobbyists and constituents and the like can lobby a lawmaker and try and get them not to go ahead with a tax plan or, you know, bring up new concerns and say, hey, did you think about this? You know, and so when a body, either the Senate or the House, has the votes, the strategy is always to go ahead and vote when you have the votes. Don't wait. Don't diddle-dally. Make sure you have that vote right then, because you don't want people to get in your head. As a matter of fact, as the Senate was voting today, the House Republicans called a caucus and was in their caucus room while the Senate was voting, and then they were going over, obviously, the different changes. But part of that strategy is not to get those legislators out in the hallway talking to people and get them to potentially change their mind or come back with questions or whatever. It's a very much a chip-chop attitude.
Well, and for folks who haven't ever seen that process go on, that's exactly what happens. You pull them out in the hallway and somebody can change a vote.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you bring up this idea, or maybe somebody from a local government comes in, or maybe a key constituent or a main supporter, or, you know, you never know what could happen in those times. So they like to keep people together and on the same page and the same message. And the Republicans have had a consistent message. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly broke the vote today in the Senate. He got to deliver the vote that passed it in the Senate. And he said that this is change and that office is difficult. And, you know, it will mean that people will be paying more in taxes, particularly senior citizens who will no longer have their pension income exempted from the state income tax. He acknowledged that. But he said it's changes that need to be made to help make the state more economically viable going forward, and that they were things that need to be made to balance the state budget, get it on firm footing, and so we can go forward from there. And so I think the Republicans were operating out of the same playbook. A lot of their statements mirrored what Lieutenant Governor Kelly said today. And they sent the message that it's going forward.
Well, and there were a couple of great quotes in your news release today. One of Mark Jansen, who is chair of the Senate Reforms, Restructuring, and Reinventing Committee, said his quote, I think it's we should realize we're on the Titanic and it's time to turn the Titanic. It wasn't going to be easy, but when it's done, we're going to see we've done the right thing. That, as you just alluded to, that's the consistent message that's been heard all throughout.
And it's a gamble, too, on the Republicans' part, because what they are doing is giving businesses a pretty substantial tax break. And if you take a look at it, going from the Michigan business tax to a corporate income tax is going to save businesses as a whole in the state $1.8 billion. That's a good chunk of change, and it's also going to make the tax system a lot more fair and a lot simpler. And the idea is that businesses will hire more people, and that it will improve the economy and reduce unemployment. Well, what happens if it doesn't? I mean, there's no guarantees that it will. And so what happens if it doesn't? The Republicans are really linking their political future on this tax vote here today in the hopes that if the tax reform plan doesn't actually work, well, hopefully the economy gets better. So maybe we'll at least forget about it. We can claim that the new tax structure is helping the economy along. It's a gamble on their part.
It is a gamble. What's up for tomorrow then?
Well, you know, tomorrow's Friday and there won't be any session, but, you know, I think what we're going to see is a lot more rhetoric from opponents of the plan, trying to get the message out that this was a disaster. It's going to mean that low-income working families are going to be paying more on their income taxes, that seniors are going to get slammed next year when they have to file their income tax. You know, one of the more memorable quotes, I think, on the Senate floor today came from Senator Coleman Young from Detroit, who asked, why do the Republicans want to drop kick Grandpa?
That's the other quote I was just going to use.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad. These are some classic lines today. I mean, it's serious business, but there are some funny moments in the middle of it all.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the Democrats had to try and add a little levity to it. I mean, they knew that the skids were greased or they wouldn't have been taking the vote right then. And, you know, they're trying to do everything they can procedurally to stop it. In fact, there was also a little procedural motion that they tried to make, arguing that because the income tax exemptions that are going to be eliminated includes the exemption on children, the argument was made, hey, everybody in this chamber, by and large, has children, and so is this not a conflict of interest? And so the clerks had to get into the books and the textbooks and the rules and find the rule that cleared them so everybody could vote, you know. Because, of course, the next one would be, well, you know, we have so-and-so has a pension, so-and-so can't vote, you know, like Rick Jones out of Grand Ledge there, he has a government pension. Can he vote? You know, it was all sort of, you know, it's these kind of things, these stall taxes that, you know, the kitchen sink was thrown on the Senate floor to prevent today's vote. But in the end, obviously, it did happen.
Well, Kyle, thank you for bringing us the very latest breaking news as to what happened at the Capitol today. As always, appreciate your information and love MERS newsletter. Get a lot of great stuff from there. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, my pleasure, Cheryl.
Thank you. Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.